are you?
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 1 o'clock, September 17th. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Gitfox?
Present.
Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker, will you say our afternoon prayer for us?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you continue to bestow on the Osage Nation, Lord. Just ask that you help comfort those that are in mourning right now. We've experienced a lot of loss in the last week, Lord. I just ask that you settle that down and kind of reset things and just, again, comfort those that are in need. Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we go through the next couple weeks and come to an end to this session, Lord, and just help us make decisions that benefit those that we serve. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. Does anyone want the big screen?
I'm amending some legislation off of my computer, so if the
yes.
body wants, if the
Congresswoman Pratt.
So on page 2, executive branch representatives present, there's an and then, but also Dante Halleck was present at that meeting. And then you would need his title as well.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon, motion to approve the minutes dated September 12, 2019.
As amended.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1980, an act to amend the Economic Development Fund at 10 ONC 1-102 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman. This bill has been filed as I think that I've talked to several members about my intentions of filing this bill, and I think I've heard some agreement from some of the members. The Economic Development Fund is very wide open as it is right now, just a few, couple of sections, maybe three. Does not have any criteria of how to access the fund, any obligations on the people requesting the fund, no obligations on Congress to follow any sort of criteria. So filed as is, I'm not satisfied with it. And I have been having some conversations throughout this session with people that would access the fund and quite possibly have to administrate the fund. I still have more research to do. A lot of good ideas have been coming up about that. that lead to more questions. It's my intention to leave this bill here in this committee and possibly pick it up in the hunka session, if that's the next time we convene in session, if there's ever a special session that it would seem appropriate to put this on a proclamation. I may do so then when the work is finished. And I will stay in contact with you about the amendments that I'm going to come back to the table with. So at this time, I would request that ONCA 1908 be postponed to the call of the chair.
Second.
1980.
Yes.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1981, an act to appropriate $1 million to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox. This is a piece of, it's a bill that I have year over year tried to put some money back in our economic development fund. When our return revenue comes in, that's usually the place that I've always requested the appropriation out of. Right now, I think we have, Ms. Sneed, how much is in our, I don't have the document before me, in the retained revenue fund. Is it 1.8?
With all the proposed legislation, it's 1.1 million.
But what is it previous to that?
2.3.
It's 2.3 right now. So the retained revenue fund is 2.3. When I was drafting this bill for an appropriation to the fund, I did email Chief Standing Bear to ask him. I'm not married to the $1 million, so I did email him to ask him if he would, what amount he would support to be put into the fund. I have had no response from him on that, so I went ahead and filed the bill with $1 million in there. I would like to put $1 million in the Economic Development Fund. This bill currently has an alternate effective date. What I would like to do now, since we still need to work on the legislation that, the enacting legislation of the fund, what I would request to do from this committee is to decide what the right number is to put back in it. And I am going to, I was going to just strike the alternate effective date, but I am going to keep it in there, and I'm going to amend it to, the effective date to be 3/2020. I know that some reservations that I have heard from people is we don't know how things are going to turn out because of the negotiations of the gaming compact. And my response to that is I still feel it's important that we put some money away in the Economic Development Fund. If at any time, since it's not going to be effective till that late date, if at any time we would need to access that $1 million, I would be very, very happy to write a bill to repeal that, to where that would go back into the retained revenue fund, where it would be available for appropriation should it be needed. I just feel very strongly that it's important to at least put some money away. One more thing I do want to say is this $1 million that I'm requesting to be put back, I have no earmark for it. I have no idea or agenda to appropriate the money, but I do know that if opportunity comes to the tribe and we need some capital for an enterprise or economic development, if we don't have money put away, we might miss opportunities. So I haven't finished writing my amendment for the alternate effective date to reflect 3/2020, but I'm going to get that written out and propose an amendment. So if you guys want to discuss anything while I'm writing it, or maybe a brief recess, it'll take me just a couple minutes to get it done.
Any discussion? Congressman Walker.
So 3/2020, that's right, I guess that's the first day of the HUCA session?
I misspoke, for 2020.
For 20.
That would be toward the end of the session, so we could revisit that bill during the HUCA session with, and maybe put some, come to an agreement and pass it out with some criteria in the legislation. Those funds wouldn't be able to be accessed until late in that session. Or if we did it early in the session, we can make the effective date of the bill. Well, no, that didn't make any sense, so no.
Congresswoman Walker.
I want to put some money back for economic development too. I just, putting an alternate effective date 7 months from now, I just don't think I agree with that. I mean, if we're going to appropriate the money into the Economic Development Fund, we might as well just do it. A repealer could happen just the same. And I'm not even saying that, I'm not advocating right now to put $1 million in the Economic Development Fund. I mean, the more discussions we have and the more the retained revenue becomes a source of, for those of us to go access funds for initiatives or whatever they may be. I mean, I'm kind of thinking more inclined to just file a bill to repeal the retained revenue fund, to have the money revert back to the general treasury. I mean, going back during debate, I think I voted no for the retained revenue fund. And I remember stating, making a comment that, looking at the permanent fund junior, well, it's far from that. It's more like, hey, there's some money over there. If you want it, that's where you get it. So I don't, I will vote no for a alternate effective date that's not going on April the 20th. I'll just say that.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I haven't written the, I'm in the middle of writing the amendment, but as far as that goes, then if I follow what you're saying, then we should just leave it in the retained revenue fund. And if there's an economic development project that comes up, we can appropriate out of the retained revenue fund. But I'm going to disagree somewhat with you, because we know what happens when the money is left out there in the retained revenue fund. It gets all kinds of requests for spending. And so it's not earmarked or designated in any way for economic development. And between now and the HUCA session, I don't know how many special sessions that we'll be called into to appropriate those dollars that are laying in the retained revenue fund. So that's why I would like it to be earmarked. And then I'm going to go ahead and speak to having the retained revenue fund. I understand that the functions of that fund haven't worked how it was presented to us at the table, but the only thing I do have to say about having that retained revenue fund is it was always confusion, waiting for the return revenue to get back from the audit, and then we see how much was left, and did we have to amend projected revenue or not have to amend projected revenue? How is it available for spending? I think that by designating it into a retained revenue fund upon completion of the audit, that gives it a pretty defined box to put it in, even though the fund didn't work how it was initially presented to us. And I don't even think it's a junior. I think it's in its really infant stages. So I agree with what you're saying to an extent. So,
Congresswoman Pratt.
Sorry, I missed the first part of the discussion. So tell me again where the 1.1 and 2.3 comes from. So is there 1.1 or 2.3 there right now?
Right now, There's $2.3 million in the retained revenue fund. There are appropriation requests of, I believe, $180,000 for the foundation grant and this $1 million for the economic development fund, leaving the total once we if those would go through, there's 1.1.
Yes, because that's what I was going to say in just discussion and where we've come from, where we to where we are now with this fund. It's a crazy little fund, and I agree that it was pitched different ways, and I had always remembered the discussion when it was started. I remember Permanent Fund Junior, RJ didn't support it, and yes, it is not that, because it didn't set anywhere for very long, and I immediately went into it, and it, totally admittedly, but that was my thing, is I said that, because for the Veterans Memorial Fund, because in my mind, in the discussion that was had at that table when it was created, was it was for different projects. You know, people want to say pet projects, and that's not what it is. It's but for it to have funding when we got that additional $20 million from gaming when we purchased the ranch, money to set aside because of the nation's budget where it is stands right now. So. And but then if you go back and you talk to former Congressman Shaw, he will say, absolutely, I meant for that to build sort of a permanent fund, junior-ish, like at least have a pot of money for savings, to build on a savings. So we've already been into it, and now here we are with $180,000 for one budget, which I don't understand that. I listened to the meeting this morning, but for that one bill to come out of that fund, I think is very odd. However, I will admit that the last session, when we went into it, when, remember, Wildland Fire was trying to purchase their vehicles, that money, because it took so long in the procurement process, that money was returned to the General Treasury, and they needed to appropriate it again. And we entered into that session with the money coming out of retained revenue simply because we didn't have the money for it. We went into that session in a bad way without having. So that's the only place it could come from. So, but I agreed how this fund began, where we are now, what we were trying to stick to. But so that was eventually moved over for the Wildland Fire vehicles. But here we are again with another random bill for the matching arts grants to come out of the retained revenue. So it's just, I mean, I agree, it's all over the place. Now, as far as economic development, I agree that we should, I don't think we're in a place where anybody, I don't know anybody that has requested any money, but we're certainly not in a place. So I would definitely be no for giving any money right now. But I agree when the time comes that there should be something. But I've heard lots of conversations throughout the Congress, like, well, how about it set over here? How about it set over here? You know, and how about it set over here? Just so it's not sitting in the General Treasury, I guess. Because you can always pop it over somewhere. So I don't know. Because truth be told, I don't know how many funds have been created since the 5 years I've been here, and it's grown in funds, but we don't put any money into those funds. There's lots that we don't, but we typically don't have it either. So that's what we ran into, is if we don't set it aside, then it may not be there when the time comes. So I can agree with at least that. Now the amount, I don't know, because that would be it. That would be the last fund, one of the last funds that we actually had, how we are now. Well, at least it's there. Retained revenue, at least it's there. Let's go grab it off, because at least it's there. And so if we didn't, that's the only one that's left.
Well, I don't know if your alternate effective date came. I don't know how many members of Congress you had spoken to previously. For you to come up with that date, I will say that putting the alternate effective date in there for me is still, it's, we have consistently put money into economic development. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth Congress, we have done our fair share of putting money into economic development, over $20 million. And what do we have to show for it? No one is bringing money back except for gaming. So I'm going to be a no for a penny to go into that. And I agree with some conversations that a few of us have had where we've said what we have isn't working. I'm kind of hopeful that ONCR 1922 might change the way we do economic development. And I've never seen, I actually have not heard, I've heard more conservative remarks amongst Congress members this session than I have ever heard before. So I think if anything happens between now and April, and there is absolutely money that needs to be appropriated for economic development, I actually feel like it's going to be there. I mean, we had the Culture Committee table a piece of legislation for a $20,000 appropriation for a headstone. Why? Because they are proceeding with caution. And that to me says, I right now, I don't think that we have a Congress that is just appropriating left and right out the door, a race to the podium to see what gets out there. So I think the money will be there, but I'm not, if a conversation with me led to your alternate effective date, I don't know that it did, but I don't know that it didn't. If you can get him to vote yes for your money, but he doesn't want to vote for the alternate effective date, take it out. I would say take it out. That would be my advice, because I'm not going to vote for a penny to go into it. We've done our share. We've done our share. We have put money every single year into economic development, and we have nothing to show to the Osage people other than gaming dollars coming in. So, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Then Congresswoman Stabler, then Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I did talk to you about the bill, and I already knew that you didn't support it in any way, shape, or form. So the alternate effective date was because I know that the enacting legislation needs to be fixed. There needs to be criteria to access the fund. That's not done yet. I am not prepared to appropriate $1 right now. I haven't seen any good initiatives come to this body for appropriation. So, Congresswoman or Chairwoman Goodfox, I know how you feel about it, and I think a lot of the Osage people feel that way about the monies that have been spent in attempt to do economic development. But what I do know, sitting at this table appropriating the dollars that we do have, the revenue we do have, is that year after year we want to do more for our people. And that is never, ever going to happen until we can bring more money into our nation. What happens is we have to, whoever formulates the budgets or this body right here will pull away from something else to launch another initiative. And I think that we have all seen, sitting here at the table, the ones that have been here a while, budgets are just, that there's no room for them to do more things for our people. I think when that meeting we had, it was talked about that we need to have some type of a youth program for juveniles. And unless we can find a federal dollar to fund that, that's not happening until we bring more money in. So I'm not wanting to throw money to the wind anymore, and I think that we've got some good boards on our LLCs right now. I'm just wanting to see what they can do with what they have. So if we don't have that money set aside, then we're going to have to go down and lean on gaming and say, hey, will you give us more to do this? So one more thing I want to say is I do have a bill that's currently filed in appropriations right now where I was going to the bill attempted to split returned revenue, what was designated at the end of our audit, to split it to go into the permanent fund, the economic development fund, and the retained revenue fund. And that way, it would be an automatic. We wouldn't have to sit here and talk about that. And I think that I need to probably polish that bill back off, and then that way we wouldn't have to have this discussion about it. It would just be an automatic when the return revenue was calculated by our audit, that it would just designate and go into particular places. But that the percentages didn't have any traction when I was presented before. So here we are again talking about it. I'm committed to try to put some money back, so when opportunity does come, but it's properly vetted and it looks like it would be a good initiative of economic development for our people, then the money's there. I think it'll get spent.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Otherwise.
Okay, I'm a proponent for setting money aside, but I agree, and that's my only condition, is that we redo the criteria for economic development and that we set specifications to that money on how it's to be spent and what we're expecting from it and how we vet these projects that come forward. So that's one side of it. Now I'm going to make my pitch. And my pitch.
We're all ears.
So, here's my pitch.
I'm for it, but I'll tell you where to stick it.
Now stop, to be serious here now. Is that we just started the planning on the third community building, and then all the community buildings are done, but there's no real design or plan on how to fund that. And I'm sure the others were probably funded through gaming dollars, not sure. But that's also, I think when you've got a priority of projects, it's not bad to take that retained earning and put part of it in for those projects. So the new Waken Iron is gonna come up really fast, and it wouldn't be bad to have at least some kind of a kickstart on it to put some there. I'm not for doing away with the retained earnings fund because I do think that could be a special funding for us to use. Not to let it just sit there, but to use it for these projects coming up. Because once the third one is done, then all the villages are done. All that, whatever it was going to come to in the end, 12 million or what, has been invested. And then the investment in the culture then has a big part of it completed. And that should have been done starting 12 years ago.
Congresswoman Pratt, then Congresswoman Lemon, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I can't remember exactly what I was going to say, but I do want to say for clarification, I have not voted every year to put into money into economic development. In fact, I went years and didn't vote for any for LLC, and I think our backs were against the wall when we finally did to a bailout. I mean, it is what it is. And so, you know, to keep the nation from being in multiple lawsuits, that's what we had to do. And that's the only money that I've voted for. So that's highly unfortunate. But, yeah, I agree that, I mean, it's things that need to be reworked. Again, we're having conversation again of how even the boards look. A board or the boards, or I mean, because there's a lot of money being pumped into the boards with no business. And I mean, I feel for gaming when they say, you know, well, we're at least making money, so how about we get a higher stipend? Well, no, how about everybody else that's not making money just get a lower one? You know, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. And so it's highly unfortunate. I do know that if and when the time comes, and that time may not even come. So, I mean, right now we're like, here's a bailout, make it enough, you know, and they're just are where they are right now, and who knows what's going to happen. But if I wasn't hoping that they'd succeed and trying to help them on the path, then we should have just gotten rid of it. But also, the question is, isn't there a bill already, at least on the tracker, that repeals the retained revenue fund? I think it's already there.
Okay. I think that it's been filed before.
Yeah, it just has it. Right, it's been filed. Okay.
I don't support that, though.
So the other option would be to just leave it where it, and again, Congresswoman Stabler, that was my understanding of this fund when it was developed, was project, because we knew, and at that time, that's the only extra money that we had. We knew that was probably a one-time extra money thing we were going to have, and we knew at that time, Gray Horse and Hominy were still pending. That's where we got that money. So I don't know what the number is, but I know, what does it take, 9 or 10? 10 votes, supermajority?
Eight.
Oh, just 8 to get out of the, get in this fund? Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. We should have done super duper majority. Super D duper. But I mean, that's the only other option, is to say, okay, if we don't do this now, then if a project or business comes up, then we'll have to sit and have this exact same conversation again and hope whatever's there, because right now, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to have left in the general treasury when this session is over. I've seen where we've been before, though, and we were kind of sitting around like, oh, well, here's some money in this fund, or here's some money in this project, but it doesn't look like the project's going to happen, so let's repeal that money and take it back. We've had to do that before, too, so that's just my only, I guess, concern.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox, and I'll try to be brief. Naturally, we all wish we had all the money that we could stick in any little pocket that we wanted to be successful, and we don't. And, you know, being new somewhat, and this would be the second time to put money into economic development, I'm ambivalent right now, but I'm leaning more towards the side of conservative for many reasons. And they've, a lot of really good ones, you know, have been laid on the table as to why we wouldn't want to. And the other ones why we would want to go ahead and put some money in economic development. So I really am ambivalent, but leaning more towards the side of being conservative. I do want to see Wake and Iron up and flourishing just like every other, you know, village. And I'm going to throw my pitch out there, you know, that everybody wants to say, but this could be used for elders and for housing for them, to little projects to go into. I mean, it doesn't say that it has to go into any particular place. It just takes 8 votes for us to get it out. And so it's just another pitch that's out there that people, you know, we talk about it being important. And so I respect everybody's opinions and everybody's, you know, whichever side of this they're sitting on, but I want to be on the conservative side of it. And I understand that we could come back and, you know, repeal this, or we could just leave it. And like I said, I appreciate everybody's input, and I'm just not there yet, Congresswoman Whitehorn. And I am excited, however, with your legislation that we postponed the ONCA 1980 and the ONCR 1922. I'm excited to see where that's going to go. And I know I will feel a lot more comfortable and no longer being ambivalent concerning an appropriation when those two, or at least the 1980 even, gets passed into law. But until then, I'm going to lean on the conservative side. Thank you.
Okay, the time is 1:34. We're scheduled for another hour, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more pieces of legislation. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So, Congresswoman Stabler, if we do use $1 million to put it aside in the Economic Development Fund, there'll still be passes Congress, it'll still be $1.1 million in the retained revenue fund. And I think by the time we have the, quite possibly the retained revenue back for FY19, because I believe that the treasurer has taken steps to get the audit to perform in a more expedient way than it has the past 2 years. So I think we'll have that total pretty quick, and we'll have the return revenue in the retained revenue fund quite possibly to augment the 1.1, and we'll have that money there for Wake and Iron, is what I think, because I think that does need to be a completed project. I'm willing to amend the amount down of this $1 million if we think that's a good thing to do. And Congresswoman Lemon, on 1980, my philosophy is, and I just want to check it with everybody else, that there's all kinds of economic development that we do. There's enterprise economic development, which is our LLCs and our tribal enterprise boards. There's also governmental economic development that we do in furtherance of our programs that are able to bring funds to us. I would like to see if maybe the bill written in such a way that if historic preservation needed something to in furtherance of their mission of doing their 106, their NAGPRA work, that they bring income into the tribe, that this fund be able to be sourced by them in the language, the criteria. They got to bring the presentation to us, but it would be available to our tribal and housing. Economic development is improving your housing in your community, because if we don't have housing in our community, people aren't going to stay here. There's going to be no reason for them to want to come. So that, to me, in my mind, that's a component of economic development. We just have to get 1980 right. And also, I believe that part of this fund should be available through grant to our community to be administered through our economic development department. So the ideas I have are big, and this fund is going to serve all of the people. It's going to serve the nation, our enterprises. If I get it drafted that way, if I can get people to come into agreement with it. So, but the fact is, if we don't put money back and we get 1980 done, I mean, what's the use of having good law with criteria if you don't have any money to distribute for those projects? So,
do you have any amendments?
I do.
The chair's going to entertain motions at this point. We've spent 37 minutes on this, pretty much. So I want to keep our agenda moving.
Okay, and I do have a question about that. Page 1, line 29, after effective, insert April 30th, 2020, and strike the rest of the sentence.
That's your motion? Is there a second?
Repeat.
Could you repeat, please?
After the word effective, insert April 30th, 2020, and strike the rest of the sentence. It says this bill will be effective April 30th, 2020.
There's a motion.
Second.
There's a second. Brief discussion. Congressman Walker.
So you're striking upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override? Sure you want to do that?
No, I'm not sure that I want to do that. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Let's just insert that and leave the rest. Can I amend my motion? Withdraw and restate. After effective, insert April 30th, 2020.
Motion on the floor. Is there
a
second?
Right?
Well, yeah, it's the same effect. So, yeah. Second.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Two no's. One, two, three, four yeses.
I'm just saying, might as well be that if it makes it out to the floor.
One more brief question. Can I get more support if I strike the amount down, or I'm going to leave it at a million unless somebody tells me an amount that they're more comfortable with? Like I said, and I give you my word, if this is needed funds to operate the government on, I'll write the repealer myself.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Move to strike $1 million and insert $500,000.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second, because I'm not for a million.
Motion on the floor with a second to strike 1 million and insert 500,000. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just can't tell right now if that's the will of, I guess I have two no votes on the whole bill here. So I don't know. I'd like to keep it at a million, but if it's going to pass with a half a million, I'll support that.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed?
Motion passes with all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 votes. If it's going to go out the door, I'd rather have 500,000 than a million.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report bill number ONCA 1981 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Roll call, please.
As amended. Yes, I said that. I thought it really hard. You didn't hear me?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No. Motion passes. Next item on our agenda is ONCR 1918, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2020. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox. This is a boilerplate resolution that we pass annually for to go to the BIA that authorizes the chief to execute restricted leases on the behalf of the nation. It came about years ago, probably back in 15, maybe 14, that the BIA requested this. The chief drafted it up. I sponsored it. I've sponsored it every year. None of the language has changed in it. I did talk to Ms. Rivard this morning, and she let me know. She asked me where this resolution was. I said it was on the committee table today, and I think that it's going to get passed out. And I also told her that I would try to get it to third reading and out the door tomorrow because they are needing this release or this resolution.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. Thank you for that discussion and being very familiar with the renewal of this. I move to report ONCR 1918 to the Congress with a due pass.
Second.
Recommendation.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is ONCA 1928. An act to set the amount of the gaming dividend to the nation for fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I talked to her. She gave me a call before the meeting and said that she had sent you an email letting you know that she had not received any of the information she's requested from the gaming enterprise, and that she asked you to please not have it on the agenda today.
Well, I've received no email from her. I mean, I'm looking right now. I have no emails from her. So, Chair will entertain a motion to postpone to the call of the chair for ONCA 1928.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries.
I did.
Next item on our agenda is ONCA 1929, an act to amend 14 ONC 12101 and 12-105 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Okay. 1929.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries. Last item on our agenda is ONCA 1972, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $300,000 to the Restricted Real Property Repurchase Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts, who is not here, but we have executive here. You have the floor, executive.
I have a question. Have we? Is this the first time we visited this?
Yeah, I don't. It's not.
I don't think so. Is this?
No, ma'am. This isn't the first time we've.
Okay, I was just curious. I couldn't recall.
We're all left from what the door.
The last time we were here, we brought the.
We were going to
put this on executive session. Because there was information, we had names and stuff like that, which we don't want to get into. But basically, I mean, we showed y'all how much land is being offered to us that's restricted. It's around $2.3 million worth. And we're asking for $300,000. We're also asking that... $430,750 that we had you remove from the professional fees for the remediation from the real estate services budget. That money be put into the property purchase fund. So that's pretty much it.
Does the committee have any questions? The second time around that we've heard this. Congressman Walker, then Congresswoman Pratt.
We heard that was expressed to us that the 430 that was taken out by amendment be considered for restricted real property, which there's obviously a piece of land that's around that amount that you guys have identified to purchase.
Melissa?
The total available right now is $2.7 million if you were to purchase everything that's available.
Congressman Walker?
Is that at their asking price, or is that at the price doesn't have to be within 5% of the appraised value?
It's a mixture, and last year you passed a resolution that it could be up to 30% above appraisal. ONCA, or
I remember that.
It was like 19-8. Or,
so and it meets that criteria.
They all meet that criteria. It's a mixture. Some people only ask for appraisal. Some people ask for a little above appraisal. It differs based on the landowner.
I think I'd start out at 30% above.
Congressman Walker, do you have anything further?
Oh.
We'll come back to you. Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I remember having this conversation, and we kind of sat down. We talked about the $400,000 for the remediation, and then we needed more information on it. We're like, okay, by the way, we'd like to pop that money from here to over there, but I don't know that we ever actually looked at anything as part as regarding the land. I don't recall that.
Casey.
Yes, ma'am. We brought a whole packet full of stuff with maps and descriptions and all that stuff.
Right then,
in addition,
huh?
we're looking to buy some fee simple land over in Fairfax, where we're going to buy. We would like to buy it from the town of Fairfax to put in senior housing over there. Currently, the town council and the city attorney, we're talking to them about purchasing it. We got to get it appraised. We already lease the Head Start location. So if y'all know where the Head Start is over there, it goes from behind the Head Start back up that hill towards the water tower in Fairfax. And we have a plan to put in 6 to 8 senior units, but we've got to have the land to do it. All the land we own over there that's restricted or in trust is all in the floodplain, so every bit of it. So none of it, the federal government will give us the money to build houses there. It's just their rules, which, you know, I understand that. You don't want to build your house where it's going to get flooded if you can avoid it. So this is completely out of the floodplain. It's already up there behind property that we're leasing. Additionally, we have two homes that our wraparound used to be in right down in front of it that we're going to look at rehabbing and turning into elder homes. And I mean, the nursing home's right there, right below it. It's got a lot of stuff right there. So that's what we would like to do.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I wanted to ask the committee, I believe the $300,000 was originally coming out of the general fund. Since we just lowered the request in restricted, retained revenue. Could we not move it to retained revenue because we're still 1.2 short on the general fund?
Congresswoman, did you have your hand up?
I did.
Congresswoman Lemon, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So that's what I was going to allude to, Congresswoman Stabler, is that, so even though you cut the remediation plan from the, which budget was it?
Real Estate Services.
Yeah, thank you very much. You're wanting to now put it in this budget, and then so that hasn't even been considered really what it looks like in our appropriated revenue that we have, and you made the comment in that we're at 1.2. And so, Megan, if you could pull that up and show the calculations, and then is that okay to do that, and then show the calculations from the retained revenue also that the change that was just made at this table to $500,000 instead of $1 million to look at that?
Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe the report went out to everybody either yesterday or this morning.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I was going to say that while we're talking about the need to purchase property in Fairfax, that couldn't be accessed from this fund to do so because it's not restricted property, correct? And then also, I don't know, I think that we've just had some comments at our table about just utilizing their retained revenue for grants and other things. I think that we were looking at it as maybe special type of spending. So I don't think that I would support shifting this over to the retained revenue fund. I think that we're going to see some daylight in our general fund.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, there's a possibility we'll see some daylight, but I guess my point is this is purchasing an asset. And I'm open. I'd really like to I guess maybe call for the question to see if, or make a motion to move it and see what the committee says. If it doesn't pass, I'm fine, go on. But like I said, I guess it can't come out of this fund. So we have to determine where it's coming from. Casey?
Yes, ma'am, you're correct. If we were buying fee simple, it couldn't go into that fund. I'm just making the point that there are pieces of property that we have our eyes on and that we could actually purchase. I think we, you know, if we were going to use it for that fee simple land, then you put it in cap asset and purchase out of that, you know, purchase fee simple out of that from the town of Fairfax.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to report ONCA 1972 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Congressman Walker?
Well, I didn't second it, and in hindsight, I kind of feel like I wish I would have voted no earlier on the $500,000 for the economic development fund. I think we're getting maybe just a couple days out in front of the heavy lifting that we have to do to get under the $1.2 million. So that's why I didn't second it. I would prefer to sit here and see where we are at the end of the week. That said, I make a motion to postpone ONCA 1972 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't need those.
My land stuff.
I was like, I don't have.